All right. Well, first, I just want to say thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks so much.
And is this working?
This is great.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, good. So how's it going on the campaign?
It is going great. I have a great district, fabulous people. I'm working really hard. And as you know, the district changed pretty significantly a couple years ago. So I still have a lot of work to do with outreach and getting to know my constituents.
What does that mean exactly? You're doing a lot more traveling than you used to?
Well, when I first started in the legislature 4 years ago, I had House District 56, which included Summit County, where I live, Lake County, and Eagle County. So it was a little more compact. They changed the boundaries to include Summit County, Lake, Pitkin, part of Delta, and part of Gunnison. So there's a large new territory that I've been covering for the last 2 years and going into this next election. So I still have a lot of work to do to, you know my constituents and what's important to them and all of the different events going on in all the different communities. It's really fun.
I was just going to ask about what is important to them. You also have your own areas of interest and expertise. One of those is education. We'll get into that. But how do you as a candidate come in with your own ideas about what, you know, maybe some things that need to be changed or some focus areas and balance that with what you read from your constituents?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of commonalities among all the people, even though there are differences. I mean, clearly we have the resort communities and we have agricultural communities. But what I found, probably the most important issue is the environment. Everyone lives in this part of Colorado because they love the outdoors. They're either growing things in their garden or they're enjoying skiing or biking or hiking or just enjoying the fabulous scenery. So environmental issues, I think, are a common area of importance and interest among the entire district.
The fracking promised at one point to be huge in this coming election. Now it's basically kind of a non-issue after those ballot initiatives went away. But I got to believe that especially in this district, which includes a lot of oil and gas plays, the fracking is an issue. Are you encountering that? And what are you hearing?
Well, I am really relieved that there has been some work done to bring the interests together through the formation of the task force. And I think that this issue is going to consume us in the legislative session next year. So I do appreciate this opportunity for, good minds to come together with good recommendations. So more to be on that subject coming up in next session. The other environmental issue that's important in the district is wildfire. And fortunately, this has been a summer of heavy rain, which has been great. It's beautiful. Everything's green. But that doesn't mean that we're out of the risk of catastrophic wildfire. So I've been working really hard carrying bills that protect our citizens, protect our firefighters, encourage the citizens to exercise, defensible space and mitigation around their homes. And currently I'm the vice chair of the Wildfire Matters Resource Committee that's meeting during the interim to come up with ideas for legislation for next year.
What do you do to keep interest up in a year when it is raining? Because, nobody's thinking about fire so much this year.
Well, I hope that I'm glad that they have that relief and we don't have to worry about that. But I think citizens are pretty astute and they've seen what can happen. The constituents with whom I've interacted, I just held a town hall a couple days ago in Summit County with the realtors. 80 people attended to talk about issues related to property insurance in the wildland-urban interface, commonly referred to as the WUI. So I think it's still on the minds of people. Fortunately, we're taking a little bit of a break, but in talking with some firefighters, with the wet summer, there's a lot of undergrowth, and we are entering a long stretch of time before winter and the snow starts where it's possible that we can enter our second wildfire season. So I think we do need to stay on alert.
Yeah. Let's talk about education, near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
What is this next session going to be focused on when it comes to K through 12?
Well, this past session, we were able to make some progress towards closing or reducing the negative factor that you hear a lot about when we talk about school funding. So I was able to carry the school finance bill successfully with bipartisan support and the Student Success Act, both of those bills together, again, with bipartisan support, which is really important to me in good legislation, ended in about $500 million more dollars for the K-12 system, equating to almost $400 per student in all the school districts in the state as of this past July 1. But we're not finished yet. So going into next session, I'm going to continue the focus on bringing the interest groups together, stakeholders, Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliated. We need to really think through what the right solution is for K-12 funding. Clearly, Amendment 66 last November wasn't the right solution. We went back to the drawing board this past session and got some good progress underway, but we're not finished yet. So more to be continued in the next session.
And I believe you told me the last time we spoke that that is the single largest part of the state budget, correct?
It really is. K-12 funding consumes a vast majority, I want to say 40% of the general fund budget. And then we also tap into the state education fund.
So what about inside the classroom? How are we doing?
That's a great question. And, you know, I'm a former teacher. Right. The best person to answer that question would be our teachers. But I can tell you what I hear from them. We really need to take a look at all of the expectations we have on our teachers. I'm a real fan of continuing to raise the bar and improve the quality of our public education. But we have to do it within the capacity of what teachers can actually do. And I think we're at a real tipping point right now. We've raised the expectations with academic standards, which is a good thing. We have new assessments aligned with those standards coming on board that are all online.
These are the tests that replace the TCAP.
Which was the
transitional.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. You're really in the know. That's great. but that and then new evaluation standards. I mean, we've put a lot on our teachers to improve the quality of public education, and for good reasons. We want to see improved student outcomes. We want to see more students reading at grade level in third grade. We want to see more students entering kindergarten ready to learn. We want to see more kids graduating from high school without remediation, ready to continue their education path. And so it's important to keep up that improvement process, but we also have to provide the supports we need for our teachers to be able to get this work done. And I think if we asked our teachers now, they would say, enough. Okay, we have enough on our plate right now. You know, I want to make sure that we're listening to them, that we're giving them the resources that they need to do their job.
Are we talking about testing? When you say they say enough, there's that idea of teaching to the test. Are teachers spending too much time to make sure their students pass those tests? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I think that there is a lot of pressure right now on teachers to have their kids perform, yes. But when I'm referring to enough is enough, I think they're sending a message to the legislature.
Okay.
Saying, okay, you've changed how we're evaluated. You've changed our academic standards. Now you're changing our assessments.
So pick a course and let's stay on that course for a while.
Let's stay on the course and let's make sure we have the resources to get the job done. I think that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. On the issue of testing, one of the things that technology allows is maybe not instantaneous results, but certainly quicker results, because I believe right now you take the test sometime in the spring and then the results don't come back till next fall. So those teachers, the feedback, those students have already moved on to the next grade.
Right.
Now you can, with technology, get tests that give that teacher a sense of immediate, this is what needs to be focused on. Is that going to happen?
Well,
is that going to change?
I will tell you, that is what's motivating for students. When a child can sit down at on the internet, take a test, and get almost immediate knowledge of results, that's really rewarding. Now, the new assessment system is designed for quicker turnaround of results. It might take the state a little while to get that all underway, but that's the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. What else is on your plate as a candidate?
Well, the economy in Colorado, and thank goodness we have some good news there as well. I mean, the economy is picking up not as quickly in all parts of the state, but overall, the impact is that more people are back to work, getting jobs that are more suitable to their qualifications and, you know, life expectations. And that means that our state budget has also picked up. We have really great budgeting in the state. I'm very proud of that. And we have to have a balanced budget in the state, unlike at the national level, and I'm very proud of that. It's hard work, but also going into this next budget year, we had a surplus at the end of the previous budget year. So that's allowed us to fund some, put a little bit more away in the state education fund. It's allowed us to fund some more college and university facility projects, including one at Western State Colorado University, to renovate their Quigley Hall. So the Western Slope was very pleased to hear about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the economy is really important, and especially in our tourism industry and in the resorts. So I focused a lot of my tourism efforts. That's the reason I'm actually in Aspen today. I'm a member of the Governor's Tourism Board, and we're meeting here tomorrow. But I've worked a lot on I-70 issues, and I know I-70 isn't as much of an issue to you here in Aspen.
Although the Grand Avenue Bridge
is. Yes, I hear a lot about that
here.
But I've worked really hard on figuring out how to improve safety and reduce congestion on I-70. That's really important to our tourism economy.
Yeah. What about campaigning now for a state office like this? How much do you have to worry about TV ads and raising money all the time? Is it as expensive as some of, like obviously if you look at the Udall Gardner race, I mean, tons of money is just flowing in from PACs and everybody's looking at that. How does that work at the state level? Is it that critical to always be fundraising?
Well, that is a great question. We do fundraise because I would say not to the level that you'll find in the congressional races, for sure. But it's really important, especially in a district this large that really doesn't have good television coverage. I mean, most of our district really gets television from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really focusing on mail pieces and radio and our newspaper. But, those are costly adventures, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's clearly not as much being raised as in higher level races.
Yeah.
But it's important to have enough resources to be able to run a good campaign and get my name out and, get my messages out.
And you're doing a lot of face-to-face, so you've
yes.
got these coffee meetings and things like that.
We try a variety of things. Coffees,
sure.
happy hours, meet and greets.
Sure.
I also try to attend as many events as possible that I can get on my calendar that mm-hmm. are important to the members of the community.
Well, those are essentially my questions. Did I miss anything? Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't ask about?
Well, I really appreciate this time with you and the opportunity to interact with your listeners. And I appreciate the conversation. Look forward to hearing from you again.
All right. Well, thank you.